Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, I'm praying for my brother, 'cause I know he wants to do your will.
Welcome to Restoration Online Ministry. I pray that you will be blessed by the word on today. I give God praise, glory, and honor for you joining our link on today. I want you to know that no matter what you may be going through in your life, God is able to change it and work it out in your favor. Just give it over to him and he will work it out. God bless you. Thank you again for joining our line on today. Continue to trust God and he will work for you. God bless you. Hugs and kisses from Restoration Online Ministry. God bless you. Have a wonderful one.
Good morning, and God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for joining us on today. As we prepare to start on this morning, we want to give each and every one of you time to get your Bibles and get everything ready so we can start our service on today. God bless you. Thank you for joining us on this morning. And as we prepare to start, let's just play a praise song, give everyone a little more time to come in on the call and on the link on this morning. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you again for joining us on today. Please enjoy our praise song as we begin to prepare to start our service on today. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us on today. Hallelujah.
Into this beauty, you brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the same. So you tell me you've been to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
man. He can mend your broken man.
He has
he
the
miracle. A weary soul to fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, then you will receive. About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply.
And every one of you on this morning, we give God praise, glory, and honor for you joining us on today. As we prepare to start, we just want to just give God praise for another day. We want to thank him for waking us up this morning. We just want to give him all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor because he is so worthy to be praised on today. No matter what is going on in our life, our God is still great. He is still amazing. He's wonderful. He's good. And he is always so kind to us. So let's just praise him on this morning. As we start, we're going to open up with prayer. We just give God glory. God just being who he is in our life. And we just thank you, Lord God, for your blessings that you have given to each and every one of us, Lord God. So Father God, as we open up with prayer, Father, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for your blessings, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for being who you are in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for opening up doors, God, that have been shut to us, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for pouring down many blessings to us, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, for another day added to our life, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you have kept our family, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, for the roof over our head, Father, the food that we eat, and Father God, the clothes on our body, Lord. Father, we thank you, Father, for everything, Lord God, on today. Father, we ask you, Lord God, as we go forward in our message on today in the service, God, that, Father, you would have your way. Touch each and every listener, Lord God, that is listening in on today, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we could come together to fellowship and worship you, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, is so amazing. Father, I ask you, Lord God, that you, God, to move in a mighty way over our life, Lord God. If there's any sickness, Lord God, I ask you, Father, for healing, Father. Any chaos and confusion, Lord, I ask you, God, that you, Lord God, would bring peace in our homes, Father, in our situations and our circumstances, Lord God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will bless those, God, who had a desire to be here but could not be here on today. Those, Lord God, who are calling in, Father, seeking a word from you on today. Father, I ask you, Lord God, that you would heal them, Father. I ask you, Lord God, that you would deliver them, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for our opportunity, Lord God, to praise you, to worship you, to honor you, God. I thank you so much, God. Father, I give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for everything that you do for us, Lord God. We thank you, Father. As we get ready to start our service, we're going to start our praise and worship on this morning. We just give God praise for him just being who he is in our life, and we thank God for a blessing in our life. We thank you, Lord God, for you, Lord God, just opening up our eyes this morning. Thank you, Father God. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God, that things could be so much worse in our life, Father. But we thank you, Father, for always doing what you do in our life, Lord God. So we thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. So we're going to start our praise and worship on today. And we just want to just give God praise. So let's begin to get ready to praise the Lord and give him all the glory and all the honor on today for him being great in our lives. So let's enjoy the first praise song of the day.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. You through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. This is another test. Here's one that's always to get ready.
Get ready
for your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready
for your miracle.
For your miracle.
Get ready.
Get ready
for your blessing.
For your blessing.
Get ready.
Get ready
for your miracle.
God's got a blessing.
Come on. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Everybody.
God's got a blessing.
One more praise song for you on this morning. Hallelujah. He has the blessing with each and every one of our name on it. So we got another praise song for you on this morning. Please enjoy.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what You believe for me. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Ooh, watch God provide. Yeah, He will provide before your eyes. Oh, He will, He will. Close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide.
Hallelujah. We have one more praise song for you. We're going to get in our words. Our words are going to be very short and sweet. We have one more praise song by Hezekiah Walker. It's called Better. So please enjoy the last worship song. And we got to go into our word on today. Our word is coming out of the book of Psalms, the second chapter. So please get your Bibles and get ready on this afternoon, this morning to some of you, as we start our word. But let's do this one more praise song. God bless you.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been,
your life has been
out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your song it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is in
control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Within
Everything is gonna get better because God is in control of our life and God is in control of everything, and it's gonna get better for us no matter what it looks like now, but things are starting to get better. Trouble does not last always. So I figured you're starting our word on today. Just thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to come to praise you. So, Father God, as we go forward in the word on today, Father, I ask you, Lord God, that the word would fall on great ground. God, I pray that it would bless each and every one of us, Lord God. Father God, as I humble myself, Lord God, I ask you, Father God, to lead and guide how you want the word to go. Father, it's about building and edifying your kingdom, Lord God. Father, each and every one of us, God, even myself, we need help to figure out how to continue to press on, God, and move forward in our life, Lord, with everything that is going on around us, Lord God. Father, we just need a fresh word from you each and every day that we wake up in the morning, Lord God. Just give us strength and guidance. So, Father God, let this word fall. Father, I ask that it will touch each and every one of my sisters and my brothers, Father. And we thank you, Lord God, for opportunity to read and understand your word on today. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, and we give you glory. We give you all the honor. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. So let's get into our word on today. We're coming out of Psalms, the second chapter on today. We're going to be speaking about that on today, and I'm going to be reading the day out of Easy to Read on today. I don't even have a topic for this today because the scripture alone stands for exactly what it is. You don't have to put a topic every time you do a word. So we're going to start reading. I'm reading out of Easy to Read today. And I'm going to start at the first verse. It says, why are the nations so angry? Why are the people making such foolish plans? Their king and leaders join together to fight against the Lord and his chosen king. They said, let's rebel against them. Let's break free from them. Easy to read it that way. But I really like the way that NIV read it as well. So I'm going to switch over to that too. I'm going to be using both so you could get understanding of where I'm going at with the word. So bear with me. And everything worked out. So bear with me on today. I gave him a scripture, clicked on my other computer. So I'm going to read out of the NIV as well as the Easy to Read on today so we could get a clear understanding of where we're going at in the word on this morning. God bless you. Please give me a couple of seconds to log it, load in my other computer, because I'm using two different platforms to be able to read the scriptures to you today. So out of NIV, it says, why do the nations conspire and why do people plot in vain? The king of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their chains and throw off their shackles. So you see how NIV tell you, like, people are conspiring against God, believers, those believers of God, those who are trying to do the right thing for God. They're sitting around sometimes plotting to come against you because you're trying to stand on the word of God. You're trying to believe in what God tell you to do. You're trying to follow the right way. You're trying to live by examples of God. And sometimes the world don't understand that. People that is not about the kingdom of God, they will never understand you. They can never comprehend you. But sometimes they will sit around and plot to attack you, to come up against you because they don't understand you. See, you're like what they call like a mystery to them. Like, you know, when you have gone through so much in your life, people are looking for you to be like so broken beyond repair, right? But when they still see you praising God and they still see you smiling, and still see you like with your head held high, that makes them so angry. So they sit back and figure out a way, what else can I do to break them? Because everything that I'm trying to do, they still here. They still standing. I thought we got them out. Verse 4. And easy to read this, but the one who rules in heaven laughs at them. The Lord makes fun of them. In other words, God sits back and he laughs like, wow. They really think that they're going to do something to mine. That's why, like, you know, I have to even say ouch, because it's like sometimes in my life, in our life, we forget that. That as long as you in the secret place of the Most High, it is safety, protection, and provisions there. But sometimes because of life and problems and situations, we forget the covering of God that is over us. And we sometimes think that everything that is coming against us is there to destroy us and we can never come back from it. But the devil is a lie, because God is clearly telling you what he feels about those that's coming up against you that think that they could destroy you. He don't want you to feel that you're down and you not, you they could defeat you. Because God sits back and he laughs. Because when the blessings of God is on you, can't nobody take it from you. What the enemy could do is make us back away from the blessings of God that is on us. So many times that we look for validation from people in this world, right? See, the validation of these people is going to go away, because the minute that you don't respond the way that they want or do what they want, they're going to plot to come up against you. But the thing about the validation of God, when you get that approval from God, that is a big blessing. See, that blessing that God give you is eternal. The blessing that God give you mean that you would have eternal life. See, the world, when we're trying to get validated by them, we will lose our life and our salvation, our soul, our peace, right? How many of us know that when we forget that, don't you not have nights that you can't sleep? I know I'm one that when I get so caught up in what people feel and think about me, are they coming up against me, I have a hard time trying to sleep. It's like my peace just got robbed from me. Right? And who's sitting back laughing? The enemy is laughing because he feels that he didn't win. But the whole time that he's sitting there laughing, God is also laughing because he already know you. God already know what he has promised you. God already told you what is going to happen for you. Right? So let's continue to read this, and you'll get, we ain't even need a topic. We just need to read the scriptures to just get what God is telling us. We add verse 5. Okay? It says, we're still in easy to read. It says, he speaks to them in anger and it fills them with fear. He says, I have chosen this man to be king and he will rule on Zion, my holy one. So if you look at it and you think about it, you think about yourself when God is speaking about us. God said, I have chosen this one. I created this one, and I already predestined them when they was in their mother's womb. I already knew the assignment that was going to be on their life. I already chose them to be a vessel for me. I already predestined this. And this is going to happen for them. So we're going to continue to read on. So even if he's speaking about Christ, but he's also speaking about each and every one of us. If you look at it with your spiritual eyes as I'm reading the scriptures to you. Verse 7 says, let me tell you about the Lord agreement. He said to me, today I have become your father and you are my son. When you see the word son, it means sons and daughters. God created mankind. Man and woman. A lot of people don't let you know that even though he says my son, he created each and every one of us, right? He says that, let me tell you about the Lord's agreement. He said to me, today I have become your father and you are my son, which means today I am your father and you are my child. Verse 8 says, if you ask, I I will give you the nations. Everyone on earth will be yours. Everything, if you just ask of me. Does the Bible not tell us when you ask God, he will provide? Did we not just hear the song, God provides? It's no need for you to worry and cry. God provides, that all you have to do is call on him with your whole heart, and he will deliver you out of the land of captivity. Does he not tell you that put all your troubles and cares on him because he cares for you? Does he not tell us that I'm your shepherd and you shall not want for anything in this world? So God is already, verse 9 says, you will rule over them with great power. You will scatter your enemies like broken pieces of pottery. Sometimes people that tries to plot up against you, God is so funny as how he worked things out. When they come at you with a big old crowd, God scatters them out. When they think that they've been destroyed you, sometimes God will break up their whole situation, that they get confused among themselves when they're trying to figure you out. You remember when the king tried to build that tower up to heaven, right? The crazy king thought that he could build a stairway to heaven, right? He thought he was so smart. He thought that he could do what he going to do when he going to get up there to God, right? What did God do? God confused them. He confused everybody that was trying to build this crazy tower to get up to heaven. He confused the languages. They was confused amongst each other. They began to start arguing, fighting amongst each other. So whenever the people are plotting against you, right, sometimes you got to just sit back and get quiet. Don't even respond to them. Don't say nothing to them, because God is laughing at the whole situation because he's watching it. And what he does, he brings confusion amongst their little mix. When they came together to come up against you, God will confuse that whole situation that they become angry with themselves. And what you're doing, you still sitting up on your throne. You still sitting up high. God is still blessing you. God is still restoring. God is still bringing peace into your life because you're no longer a part of that chaotic situation, right? God will rise you up right in front of them. Let's continue to come on and read the rest of the scriptures, and we're almost done. We had verse 10, and it says, so kings and rulers, be smart and learn this lesson. Serve the Lord with fear and trembling. Show that you are loyal to his son, or the Lord will be angry and destroy you. He is almost angry enough to do that now. But those who go to him for protection will be blessed. In other words, God is like looking at us sometime when we get in our feelings, right? We get in our feelings. And we get so overwhelmed and feeling like everybody is against me, Lord God. And what am I going to do, Father God? And we get so down and we get so out of it and we think that we're defeated and we cannot come back out of it. God is angry with us when we get in those mindsets, right? Because God has told us each and every time when you wake up this morning, that means he gave you another chance so he could do what he needs to do in your life so you could begin to make the changes that you need to make in your life to know that God, Lord God, you got this. Lord God, you have double that amount fighting for me that is coming against me. God, my angels that war on my behalf even when I'm sleeping, Lord God, you got them protecting me and keeping me. Why am I going to bed worried about the things around me that I cannot change? It's a prayer that they pray for people that are in the 12-step program, and they have that serenity prayer. God, give me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage and wisdom to understand, right? The same thing that God is telling us. We don't understand why so many attacks come at us. It's not for us to understand it. It's not for us to get it. It's for us to stand on the word of God, to rise up, to know who we are. We are kings and queens in the kingdom of God, right? We are co-heirs to the throne with our big brother, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for each and every one of us. So why are we walking around fearful of anything that has happened or who's coming against, who's no longer around? The last song that we played, it says that whoever walk away, it don't matter. Because God already predestined your life. What God has for you is for you. Can't nobody take it from you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Bible even says that every knee would have to bow down to those who are believers of God who's rising up according to him. You got to sit down and think about it. When you keep your mouth shut and keep yourself out of the situation, does God not show you who he is in that problem? But when we go and we attack it, and we go back and trying to work it out and trying to make it fit us, does it not get worse? How many of us have tried to go fix a problem on our own? That problem that could have been resolved if we'd have just shut our mouth and let it go. It became worse. It became a bigger problem. What do you mean by that, Pastor? Okay, I'll give you a situation of me. Okay? God has told me to don't say nothing. Be quiet about it, right? But I choose to go and speak my peace because I ain't listening to what God's saying, right? Because I want to go do me. I want to go tell him a piece of my mind, right? And what winds up happening to me? I wind up getting more hurt than I was before because I went to go put myself into the situation. You understand? But had I just let God deal with it, the problem would have went away. I'd have been healed immediately. But because I choose to go and pick at something that God has told me to let go of, you never move forward. If you keep on going back to something that God told you to move out of, so what if they come up against you? So what if they conspire to hurt you? So what? They cannot kill you. God has the power over your life. God has the power of everything for you. People think they could take from you, but they can't. People think that they could destroy you, but they can't. You have to have that confidence to understand that you know what? God has already promised me things. All in his word, he promised me if I stand on his word, if I don't doubt, if I trust him and I believe in him. See, we fear people, right? And these people don't have a heaven or a hell for us. But we don't have that respect and that fear for God that we're going to live the ways that God wants us. Because, see, God has everything for us. We're not breathing the breath of these people that's conspiring and coming up against us. We're breathing the breath of the Almighty God. We made in the likeness and image of the Almighty God. And even as I'm ministering to you, I have to stay out sometimes because sometimes that flesh kicks in. And that sometimes that flesh makes us forget who we really are. But God don't want us to keep forgetting who we are. You're God's chosen. You're God's greatest creation. He tell us, why worry about what you're gonna, where you're going to sleep, what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat? Why are you worried about this? I made you in my likeness and image. And nothing else is made in the likeness and image but you. Nothing else that I created is breathed in my breath but you. Nothing else that I ever sent my only son to give his life but you. So why are you worried about what is happening? Even as that song says, close your eyes. Don't cry, because God will provide. There's no need to fight no more. God provide. There's no need to be worried no more, because God provide. Better is coming. The song that says, better days is coming. Better days is coming. Some days I know, you know, we cry. We worry, we stress about things, but God is telling us on today, don't do those things. Rise up. We read Psalm 23. Remember it says that he provided a table for you in the presence of your enemies. He anoints your head with oil. Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. And you dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever of God. So even though they come against, and even though problems come at you from the north to south, the east and the west, God is sitting there, he's watching it. and he knows exactly what to do for you. But God is looking for us to stand on the word of God. The thing about the word of God is that it will never return back to us void. Never, ever will it return back to us void. God's word will do exactly what it says that it will do for each and every one of us. God is not a man that he will lie to us about anything. What God said, it is so. And what he tells us, it is so. And we have to believe that and trust in him. I thank you, Lord God, for this word today. I thank you, God. God is a great God. He is so amazing to us. And we have to trust in him so much in our life. Sometimes we feel like that we're alone. Sometimes we think that we're dealing with life on our own, right? But we're never alone. Never alone. God is always there. He's right there. He's never away from you. Never away from me, never away from any one of us. He's just a prayer away. All you have to do is talk to him. All you have to do is put your trust in him. All you have to do is believe in him. If any other example of the blessings of God on your life is Job. Read the story of Job. Everything came up against Job. People came up against him. So much happened. But God still kept him. And once Job realized who God is in his life and asked God for forgiveness for doubting the power of God and questioning God, God restored and gave him double for his trouble, double for his problems. Double for everything that came up against him. Double for it. And it's the same thing that God would do for each and every one of us. And when you say, Lord God, I'm sorry. Father God, I'm sorry that I worried about who no longer around me, who no longer want to be around me. Father, I'm sorry, Lord God, that I see all these problems happening within my family, God, and I begin to doubt you, Lord God. Father, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, God, that I forgot who I am to you, Lord God. Sorry. Father, forgive me. But Father, also forgive those, God, who came up against me, God. Help me, Father, forgive them so I can move forward, Lord God. Take away the anger and the hurt that's in my heart concerning who hurt me, who broke my heart, who did this, who did that, who I hurt, Lord God. Forgive me for that. Because sometimes it don't always be people that hurt us. Sometimes we, because we're hurt, we hurt people. So in the midst of us asking God to forgive us, we got to also ask God to forgive me, Lord God, for whomever I did wrong to, Lord God. Forgive me, God. So your blessings could fall on me, Lord God. Whatever it is, God, around me that is hindering you, Lord God, from giving growth into my life to help me to grow, Lord God. Father, I ask you to take it away. Whatever bitterness from my past, God, heal me from that. Whatever hurt, Lord God, take it away from me, Lord God, so I no longer be a victim of my circumstances. Because, Father, you said that I'm chosen by you, Lord God. You say that I'm victorious, Lord God. So, Father, I want to walk in that. I want to live the ways, God, that you have said that I am, that each and every one of us can to start doing a self-evaluation of ourselves. And forgive those who's plotting against you. Because God is watching it. You don't got to fight them. You don't got to say nothing to them. Just stay in your praise, stay in your worship, stay in your prayer. Keep your head held high. I even want to thank Brother Wise for reminding me one day that don't let nobody see you that it affecting you. Don't let them see that things affecting you. That's how the enemy wins. Whenever he see that you are affected by something or we laying there in our house crying, the enemy is smiling and he think that he won. But if he comes and find you still praising God, and he comes find you still smiling and waking up every morning and saying, thank you, God, that gets to him. Not your pain, not your hurting, not your grieving. He thrives off that. He loves that. But if he see you still pressing on and still getting up every day to do better than you did the yesterday or the day before, the other day, that shows your commitment to God. Even if you don't feel like getting up, just get up. Get up and thank God. That shows God that you trust him more than whatever is happening around you. Thank God for this word on today. And as we close out today, we're going to close out in prayer. I pray that each and every one of you receive the word on today. And we just thank God for today. We don't have to hold you long to do a word for you. The word could be very simple and sweet, and you could get understanding. So if anyone have any prayer requests on today, please let me know. We will close out in prayer. If you want to make a love donation to the ministry, feel free to do so. You can pay to our Cash App or our PayPal information. You want to send an email, all that information is right there on the link to all of you who are listening in. And those of you who are on the call, it's the $ Pastor Carmela Parker. That's the Cash App. And the PayPal is lovingforthesoul@aol.com. And you can send an email to our email. The church email is restorationministryonline@gmail.com. You can send an email to me at any time. God bless each and every one of you. We're going to close out in prayer on today. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for our opportunity, Lord God, to come before you on today. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to bless each and every person on today as we go about our way on today. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, to bless one of my friends in New Orleans whose son was murdered yesterday. Father, I ask you, Lord God, that you would strengthen a family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, that you would be with the family, Lord God. You know, the hurt of a mother losing their child, Lord God, is a hard thing, Father, to go through, Father. But I ask you, Lord God, to strengthen that community and strengthen that family, Lord God. Father, I pray for any other family, Lord God, over the week, Father, who have lost a loved one. Be with them, Lord God, and strengthen them. Father, help them to draw closer to you and not from you through this time of bereavement, Lord God. But Father, I ask you, Lord God, to put your hedge of protection all around each and every one of our children who are going back to school after the spring break, Lord God. Put your hedge of protection all around them, Lord God. Keep them safe. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come around them or even on their schools, Lord God. Father, bless them, Father, as they go and come, Father. But Father, I ask you most of all, God, to bless each and every listener on today, Father, as they move around through this week, Lord God. Keep your angels all around them and around their families, Lord God. Where it may be lack, Father, I ask you to provide, Father. In his sickness, Father, I ask that you heal them, God. Father, bring peace around them, Lord God. I thank you so much, God, for this opportunity, God. Bless us, God, until we meet again. In your precious son, Jesus' name, we thank you and adore you, God. Amen. 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 Love each and every one of you. Have a wonderful week. I will see you on next Sunday, same time, same place, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you. Have a wonderful one. Please share the link to whomever you like to. The link is there all time of the day. God bless you. Love you so much. Have a wonderful one. Continue to pray for me and my family as I continue to pray for you and your family. Love you all so much. Have a wonderful one.